Right, today's lunch from the Mishnah's Chaim Luth from Shai, Moshe Anil, Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. It's from Menachem or Moshe, B'shchus from Shlem Echaim Moshe, Malka Ben Brach, B'shchus from Malka, Matritz from Fegaldina, and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Simon Reish Nun Dalet, we are in middle of Sif Dalet. So the last thing that we learned, and we're going to continue it today, the last thing that we learned is that you have these, you have vegetables that are able to be eaten raw. So we said, for example, we have a pepper, and we want to roast it, so you're allowed to put it on. You know, the case that he gave was you have this pot sitting on top of the tripod that is on top of the fire. You can put the vegetables on there, even though they are completely raw when it comes in Shabbos. Even though we said that by other foods you can't do that because we are concerned about Shemi Yachata. However, when it comes to these vegetables that are perfectly good to be eaten raw, we view it as if it's Kamaichel Ben Desai already, because it is. It is considered a, it's considered Michael Ben Desari, which we said by food, you can also put it on, and therefore you're allowed to leave this on. Now, we're halfway through the Sif, and Sif Dalet, and the Mechaber continues, Amiyu, however, Tzarech Lizar, you have to be careful, Shelo Yachzer HaKisui, you can't return the cover. So we have this pot. Now, the pot had a cover that seemingly not only covered the pot, but also covered these vegetables. You can't return the cover im niskala, if it got uncovered, misha chashecha, once it got dark, v'shaloi lahoysef olav ad sheyitzayli. You can't go ahead and add a cover to it until it is completely roasted. Why? Neshemaher ligmai b'shulam b'shabbos, because you're going to make the cooking go faster. Now, basically what the Mechaber is telling us, when I have something that's not fully cooked, if it gets uncovered and now I cover it, I am essentially making it cook faster. And that too, we cannot do on Shabbos. So let's first see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see how it practically applies to us. Shalo yachzer akisu, says Sif Katan Chav Gimel, after mitzad akadera. With regards to the pot, im nisgala b'Shabbos akisu shaloi, if you took the cover, came off, shekisiu milamayla, that it was covered on top, shalo yitzdan, and you don't want it to get cooled off. You're allowed to go ahead and cover it or add a cover, as we will see in Reish Nun Zayin. The food in the pot is already fully cooked. Over here, that the food is cooking on Shabbos. It had a cover. By putting the cover on, you're going to make it cook faster. It is usher to do. Okay, let's see the next Mishnah over here. So you can't put it on Shabbos to roast. Even if you're going to put it on before the fire was lit, you remember Kedalel b'simeration and Gimel. We said that when you have this oven that would heat the house, which was you were allowed to tell the guy to do it. So can I go ahead put vegetables there? And we said the guy could put the pot there, but a yid can't put a pot there. Can I go put these vegetables that can be eaten raw there? I can't do that. You can go ahead and put it in the oven. One thing that he's warning us, this that we said that you're allowed to put it on before it gets dark, that's not dark mamish, that's before shkia. We'll talk about when Bein HaShemashos is. So now, basically, what is he saying over here? That when you have something, and this is, and we're going to touch upon it very briefly over here. We'll see more about it when we get to Reish Nun Zayin. When you have a food on the fire that's not fully cooked, you cannot cover it and uncover it, even if it's on the blech. We're in a place that it's hot. So we said area A or B on the blech. You have a, this is one thing you have to be very careful about while it's on the fire. And again, we'll talk about it more there. You can't go ahead and take the cover and cause it to cook faster. Although that's not Shemi Yechata, still you're helping the food cook faster, and that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Obviously, that's something we have to be careful about, but we will get more into that as we get more into Bishul. Let's go to Sifhei. Ain noisnin samach l'chashecha pas l'taner. You're not allowed to go ahead and put bread into the oven close to Shabbos. Ela kedai sheyikrimu. What does that mean? In other words, it gets crusty the outside. The side of the dough that is attached to the tana. We'll see more about this, but let's just first understand the metzias. So back then, how would they bake bread? You would have these stone ovens or these mud ovens that you would take a dough and you would stick the dough to the wall of the oven, and that's how it would bake. You go to Olympic Pita on Coney Island, they still make the laffa breads that way, right? So they take the dough, they slap it onto the wall of the oven, and it sticks to the oven. Now, so I have a piece of dough that's totally raw, and I want to bake it for my meal. So I can't go ahead and stick it to the wall right before Shabbos without having enough time that a minimum the dough should become crusty on the outside. We'll see more what the shear has to be, and then we'll circle back and see how this is all negated to us. And not they put the piece of dough directly on the coals. The pot that's to the fire has to get baked enough that the outside gets crusty already. Says their mother. Mother's going to give us a little bit more detail. What's the shear that has to be done before Shabbos? Says their mother. If you break it open, right? So if you take a piece of dough and you rip it apart, so there's stringy parts that sticks together, right? So that as long if it's still going to be sort of sticky and stringy, curry. If it's not no longer, in other words, you break it, it will break. That is curry krimas panim. That is considered that it is baked to that level that you're that it's baked to that level. So let's pause over here before we continue in the Ramah. Says the Mishabura Kadesh Yikvanem Ba'oidyayim before it gets it becomes Shabbos. The Such Loichashin on Shem because once you reach that level, we're no longer concerned about Shem Yichata. When it's prior to that level, you're going to want it to bake faster. We're concerned that you're going to do that. Hamadubakim Batana, the side that's stuck to the oven. That it doesn't necessarily have to be the side that's attached to the wall, but it's enough if the side that's open facing the fire, right? One side's attached to the wall, one side is towards the fire, is gets that same level. The Eshva could be the Gam HaMechaba Svirullah, maybe the Mechaba also holds that way. The reason he said the side that's stuck to the oven. Svirullah the Zio Yosef Miskarim. He actually holds that the side stuck to the walls is the one that gets crusty first. It doesn't make a difference if you're doing this on the floor of the oven, the walls of the oven, or actually in a pan. We'll see more of this in the Ramah. The dafkim this that he said that that's enough of a shear that has to be done before Shabbos. We're talking about a thin bread. If it's a thick, you know, full size challah, ain't a mispashal that just that the outside got crusty, the inside is still totally raw. That when it comes to a thicker bread, you need the entire thing, both sides. Should have gotten crusty already. We said, what's the level? Is that when you break it apart, the dough doesn't become stringy and stick to each other? Even if it was thick, if it's at that level, that if you would break it would break apart, that's considered enough. The cave in the once it's no longer stringy, that would certainly mean that you met the level of nikri panel. Then the Ramah said, what is considered nikru pameh, kari krimas panim, the cholze garif this that we said that you need to have this level is that it's not garif it doesn't have the blech, or the coals are not shoveled out. Avo bekira shalonuk when if you do have it garif or you go ahead and you close up the door of the oven, in our case you put a lock on it, or you tape up the knobs, you're able to put it in because we're not concerned once again of Shem Yechata because you are going to because you'll have a reminder not to adjust it. Okay, now let's go back to the Ramah. Okay, upashtida oplada. Now pashtida and plada we had already. These are pashtida is two pieces of dough with a filling, meat, a fruit filling on the inside. Pladen is a ugam paris, he describes it. Basically, you got like a bareka right? Or a calzone, kind of, not a calzone, like a meat regula, that's rolled up. There, one side would not be enough. You need both sides. But over there, since you have the filling as well, you also need that what's inside is also kamaychal ben desayv, if you want to be able to leave it in the oven when Shabbos comes in. Let's see the Mishabura. Hey, the mashem, the boss of a dog, and hey, gavna, do you fill up this pashtida with meat or with fish, them loikain, because if you don't have that, the inside, the filling is cooked as well. Afshe karmu panel, even if the outside of the dough already got darkened, chashin and shem yichata b'gecholam, we still are concerned about shem of yichata. Kedei she is special masher b'toicha, because you might be shem yichata in order to cook what is inside of it. Okay, let's go back to the mechaber over here. A couple of more different points, and then we're going to be able to bring it all together. And very, actually, we'll probably get to it tomorrow, but an interesting halacha lemaisa that we have to think about. What happens if you violated this? You put the dough in your oven and it was not at the level that it was supposed to be. If you did it intentionally, you're not allowed to eat it on Matzah Shabbos until it is with enough time that it could have been baked after Shabbos. We've had this many, many times, this concept before. Till now, we had it by a pot that's cooking, we had it by a meat that's roasting, and here we have it by a dough that's baking, the same halacha. If you did it b'mezid, you weren't allowed to do it. You have to wait till Matzah Shabbos and then give enough time that it should have had enough time to cook. If you did it unintentionally, you forgot about it. So now it depends. If you don't have any food to eat. Now over here, we're going to be a little bit more makel than we were before, as we'll see, because end of the day, you need Lecha Mishnah for Shabbos. So if you don't have what to eat, you're allowed to take off the wall enough that you should have four shalosh for the three meals. There's other people, they can also take off. Okay, so let's pause over here. So again, over here we changed it up a little bit. If it's bemezid, there's no choice, you can't eat it. If it's b'shoigig, and you don't have what to eat, then you have a right to take it and eat it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'shoigig, I'm sorry, im bemezid asa. Lir dice to now lir dice means to remove it from the wall. We'll see, just it's important to note this, that removing the dough that was attached to the wall was considered a uvda d'chayil because it was an umnis. You have to know how to do it. It was a talent to be able to remove it. Today, you take it out of the tray and you're done, right? No big deal. But to remove it without ruining the bread, that was already a talent. So we see that it's more chumradik removing it. Lir dice afilay de shinui. If you did it intentionally, you're not allowed to take it out, even if you're going to do it with a shinui, not the regular way. Even though you don't have what to eat, you're going to have a guy take it off without your knowledge. So if you didn't bemezid, you can't touch this bread. Nothing you can do about it. You have to wait Matzah Shabbos. You can remove if it's still not completely burnt. The oven cooled down, so it didn't completely burn the dough. Matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to remove it right away. However, you cannot go ahead and eat it until you leave enough time for it to have baked. Okay. If you did it b'shoigig, why don't we say even b'shoigig not allowed to? We already had this. In other cases, we say b'shoigig b'mezid, you can't eat it. The cave and only pass achalecho, since you have no other bread. You cannot be makayim the mitzvah of shalosh shudas on Shabbos without bread. Shari, therefore, they were makel and said, okay, you can eat the bread. So I put up my chalent and I did it inappropriately in a way that I wasn't allowed to. There, even b'shoigig, you didn't know the halacha, you forgot that it's Shabbos, whatever, you thought it was earlier in the day, whatever reason is, we still said you're not allowed to do it. He says, of course, if you have even a pot, your chalent, and you have zero other food, and you did a b'shoigig, also sanis b'shabbos, because you have an issa fasting on Shabbos, k'mo shekasuv simen reish peches, as we already mentioned. We're going to talk in simen reish peches. Lufizeh, the chala heter m'nei she'en lo'y pasach alecho. This whole heter of removing it, that is only because you don't have, afilu b'tanurim shalonu, Even though we don't have the this problem of removing it from the wall of the oven, gamken usla stopping a pasiyoshim mishal shudis. If you left it in the oven in an oven that we're not allowed to, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat on Shabbos unless you mamish have no other bread. Mazon shalosh shudis v'imba pas echad shaitzi yesh bekadei shalosh shudis. Very interesting. What happens? I remove my first bread, and that bread is large enough for me for the amount of bread that I need for three meals. However, it means meal number two, I won't have a shleima. I won't have lechem mishnah. Shuv asalir dais. I'm not allowed to take more. However, this that we said, l'maisa, the ikachiv is I have to have bread by every meal. Of course, we're makbet to have lecha mishnah by every meal. But that's not enough to override that really you shouldn't be eating this bread at all. But if you have no other food, we're masking that you can take it off. But for shlema, for lecha mishnah, that you can't. Okay? So that is so here we have this kula when it's b'shaygig, that you are allowed to go ahead and eat it if you had nothing else. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and in Yetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.